From the newsrooms of WBUR and GBH, I'm Paris Alston. Welcome to Consider This from Boston, where the weather feels like it may be starting to turn the corner, which means pretty soon, folks, summer will be here. Okay, maybe not pretty soon, but you know what I mean. And perhaps nobody knows the changing seasons better than businesses on the Cape and Islands. But right now, those businesses are in limbo, because the seasonal workers they rely on aren't sure they can get the all-important visas that let them work in Massachusetts. Reporter Jeanette Barnes has been covering the story. Hey, Jeanette.
Hey, Paris.
So for starters, I'd love to get a better understanding of the visa programs involved here. Why are they so important to the region's economy?
In the summer season on the Cape and Islands, which really stretches into the fall now, the businesses are serving a much bigger population than they do the rest of the year. That's not just tourists, but it's also many seasonal homeowners. And they have way more jobs, really, than the local workers can fill. So there are these two main visa categories they use. One is the J-1, which is mainly college students, and the other is the H-2B visa, which covers a variety of workers in non-agricultural categories. And those are really critical because they tend to be, since they're not the students, they tend to be people who return year after year. They have a lot of training from the individual businesses where they work, and they're considered like a valuable part of the staff. I talked to Frank McCourt, who is the general manager of a well-known fudge shop on Martha's Vineyard called Murdoch's. His cafe manager comes on an H-2B from Jamaica, and so do the people who make the fudge, which is not just kind of like a back-of-house position, but they do it on a marble slab in front of the public. There's a very particular process that they've been doing for, I think it's like 100 years. They are a valuable part of the business, and the Chamber of Commerce on the Vineyard says it's really a myth that local people could or would want to fill those jobs. One of the big things is the college student schedule in the United States is very different from the months that they're needed. So college students go back sometimes in mid-August, and these jobs need to be filled through mid-October. Here we have Nancy Gardella, who's the executive director of the Martha's Vineyard Chamber of Commerce, talking a little bit about that issue.
Ultimately, the truth, the hard, cold truth is, we don't have the available workforce on Martha's Vineyard to fill the 2,000 to 3,000 jobs that become available. We simply don't.
So why are workers and employers in this position of basically watching and waiting right now? What's the mood like?
Well, President Trump banned many of the categories of temporary work visas during the pandemic, and that ban is expiring at the end of March. So some people are hopeful, but that expiration really only solves the problem for J-1 visa students and some of the H-2Bs. The issue is there is a federal cap on the number of H-2B visas each year, and that cap is much, much lower than the demand. So at the fudge shop, for example, they had to go into a lottery for these visas, and the manager says only employers that got picked in the A or B groups are likely to get the visas if that cap isn't raised, and they got picked in the C group. So that's not good news for them. Lots of employers are looking for the cap to be raised. Congressman Bill Keating's office tells me that Congress has authorized raising the cap really significantly, actually from 66,000 to 116,000 for this year. But then actually taking the action to do so falls to the administration, to the Secretary of Homeland Security, and that hasn't happened yet. So employers are really nervous. Here's what Mike McCourt from Murdoch's Fudge had to say about that.
It's a little unfair that your business is basically put in a gamble situation, and you have to cross your fingers. And a lot of sleepless nights, say the least.
You know, Jeanette, I've got to say, as we talk about this, one of those seasonal workers is coming to mind. His name is Donovan, and he's famous on Martha's Vineyard for making these delicious cocktails called Dirty Bananas in Oak Bluffs. And so I'm thinking about workers like him and the ones who come to Murdoch's. What's at stake if they don't get those visas to come here this summer?
A big part of their livelihood, for sure. People make a good part of their annual income being here for about 5 months out of the year.
There's been a lot of talk about travel potentially skyrocketing if the pandemic tapers off this summer, which we hope it does. Could that make this kind of a perfect storm for the Cape and Islands?
Yes. I mean, if travel is booming and the workers can't come, it's going to limit capacity everywhere. And the Vineyard Chamber says even last summer, with travel down in the pandemic, business owners who couldn't hire enough people, they were working the hardest they've ever worked. So if there's a travel boom this summer, that's going to be a big issue.
Well, it'll be interesting to see what happens. That's reporter Jeanette Barnes. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
Before we go, I should tell you what else is up in Boston. Roughly 400,000 K-12s, teachers, staff, and childcare workers are now eligible to make vaccination appointments throughout the state. The parent-teacher organization in Holliston is calling for volunteers to hunt down appointments on behalf of the town's teachers. Carla Alfred, a local PTO president, started the effort. She says it shouldn't take a posse of volunteers to chase down appointments, but she's not surprised.
That's the beautiful side of this. I guess if there's a silver lining, is that the community is coming out in droves to help their teachers.
Dozens of people have already signed up to be vaccine hunters, willing to sit at computers, hitting refresh over and over again, and jumping around to different appointment sites. Alfred is also volunteering and says that she won't give up until a kindergarten teacher in town has an appointment. And finally, the first vaccination clinic for public school employees will be held this Sunday in Mattapan. The site will offer 200 appointments a day for all K-12 employees, including teachers, bus drivers, administrators, and contractors who are eligible under the state system. Superintendent Brenda Caselia says people can sign up online or over the phone.
We've been able to provide sign up and access in our employees' home language and just making sure that, you know, we're making it as convenient as possible.
The clinic will be open Sunday through Thursday for 2 weeks. Then it will close for 21 days before reopening to administer second doses. And one more thing. We need your help to keep making this podcast the best it can be for you. So as you may have heard, we created a survey for you listeners to send in your feedback. We've been getting some awesome responses so far. One of the questions in the survey asks about the primary reason folks listen to Consider This. One responder says they like being able to feel confident when talking about aspects of the news. Yes, to being informed. We love to see it. If you haven't submitted your comments just yet, you've still got time. Head over to wbur.org/survey to share your thoughts. That's wbur.org/survey. And thanks! From the newsrooms of WBUR and GBH, the greatest combo since our survey and your feedback, I'm Paris Alston. Be well. A lot happens in our city every day. Want the Boston version of this show along with WBUR's best local news stories all in a podcast feed? Just search WBUR News in your podcast app and hit subscribe. You'll be able to find the local segment of Consider This, plus our best coverage in business, tech, politics, education, and the arts, all in one place. Search WBUR News in your podcast app and hit subscribe.